underground preacher to the underground church. Holy Spirit just gave me a word for the underground church. It's about tearing down strongholds. Go get you some tools and go tear down those strongholds. We got the tools. I'm not talking about going to the hardware store and get you some stuff and go run into the woods to prepare you some. No. I'm not asking you to do that. I mean, you can if you want to, if that's what helps you sleep at night. But you're just going to wear yourself out. These strongholds are stronger than what you think. I'm talking about spiritual strongholds. The ones that you even don't know that they got you. Because we build ourselves strongholds. An example is, when you are a child and you get scared, whatever scares you, you don't want to come across it again. You run away from it. It's like you put a wall. And then when you hate something, that's something you reject, you fight it so much, it becomes a wall. Fear and hatred are the building blocks of spiritual strongholds. That's what the devil uses to build the spiritual stronghold. When you look in your life and you see something that you're afraid of, sometimes we don't even know that we're afraid of it. We just think that we just don't want to mess with it. We don't want to deal with it. An example is somebody who's afraid of water. They're going to do everything in their lives to stay away from water. They're not going to want to get close to water. And probably if you ask them, they're not going to tell you that they're afraid of water. They're going to tell you, I just don't like to be near water. But once you try to bring them near water and you see how they shake, you know, and how they react, that's when you're going to realize yourself. You're going to call it out. You're afraid of water. And that goes along with what people call, oh, they say, I have this phobia. Why do you claim it? Why do you say, I have? Do you like it? I mean, do you want to be afraid? I'm not saying it's a wrong thing. It's what you do with it. It's not wrong for you to be afraid. It's what you do with it. Because if you're afraid and you keep it, that's wrong. If you're afraid, take it to God. Take it to God. God is going to help you, and He's going to help you overcome. Love casts out fear. Remember that. Take that fear to God. He's going to get rid of it. But we usually be ashamed of it. We hide from it. Just like Adam. When he fell, what happened? He heard God, he got afraid, he ran. That's the same principle. The Bible says that in sin, my mother conceived me. You think it's you were born with a sin in you? No, you were born with the root of sin, which means that you were born with that principle already in you. Your parents, they grew up with that principle, twisted, yielding towards sin. Because that fear drives you into doing things that are not sane, that are not holy. When you're afraid, you would be ready to do anything to get away from that. When you hate something, you would do something that is not even holy, that is not right. And Jesus said it, when you hate your brother, you're a murderer. Because hatred is so strong. It pushes you to do stuff that is not holy, that is not right. And those two, fear and hatred, is what the devil uses to build spiritual strongholds. And it is a real stronghold. Because the person cannot enjoy life. The person will be locked up in a room. The walls are made out of fear. They will not dare get close to the walls because they're afraid of it. Something so simple as somebody who's afraid of eating fruits or who hates fruits. What's going to happen? They will never eat fruit. And they will lose the benefit of eating fruits. The vitamins, the minerals, all that in the fruit, the fibers, all that. that your body needs. You're not going to provide it to your body. And guess what? It's going to put your body in a state of disease and you're going to be sick. And you wonder why you're sick. You see the coalition between hatred and fear and the strongholds making you sick physically? This is how strong it is. But there is hope. You can tear these strongholds in the name of Jesus Christ. It is this simple. Identify the fears and hatred in your life and go to God. When God shows you what you're afraid of or what you hate, He's not trying to shame you. He's not trying to condemn you. He's just tapping you on the back and say, hey, look, this here, we need to address it because it's preventing you from enjoying life. That's all. But because we grew up in a jacked up world that tells you, you must hide the skeleton. So you think it's okay to hide the fears and hatreds. Somebody who's racist, for example, that's hatred. And when God comes, God's going to address that racism. Don't hide it. God is just telling you, no. He understands you grow up in a jacked up world. All He's asking you is, bring it to me. I take care of it. And you're going to feel better. You're going to enjoy life. You're going to be free. Because that hatred is festering in your life, building those strongholds, and it's going to make you sick. I used to have so many hatred in my life that I didn't even know it. God would be asking me, hey, let's go out and enjoy a picnic somewhere. And I'd be like, I don't want to get out. I don't care for this. I don't want it. He was like, huh. How are you praying and singing, I'm going to take back from the enemy what he has stolen from me? He said, how are you going to take back from the devil what you don't want? That's why it's called strongholds. In order for your body to be healed, you need to give it vitamins. But if you hate fruits, how are you going to give what your body needs to heal itself? And you're not. And you're not going to try to take it back from the devil because you don't want it. And here is how you identify fear. Anything, it doesn't matter what it is, anything that you see yourself running away from, you're afraid of it. That's the simple basics. Anything that when they bring it out to you or they bring the topics, you don't want to talk about it. You just want to run away from it. An example of, I knew people who were afraid of spirits. They have the spiritual gift. They can see spirits. They can see them. But once you say demon, they quiet down. It's like a taboo. They don't want to talk about it. They want to run. Okay. That's right here. That's fear. You're afraid of spirits. But God is a spirit. Angels are spirits too. But because the devil came to you with demons and frightened you, now you're afraid of spirits altogether, forgetting that there is a spirit more powerful and better and that is good and loves you. God will allow the devil to come because he wants you knowing good and evil. Discernment. You cannot know discernment, good and evil, if you don't experience both of them. But anyways, so you walk in that spiritual world and you see demons and they frighten you. So you're afraid of spirit altogether. I mean, it's okay if you're afraid, but bring it to God. God's going to take care of it. You go to God and you tell him, God, I'm afraid of spirits. When you identify the fear in your life, no matter what it is, take it to God and say, hey, God, say, God, I'm afraid of this. I have the phobia of this, but I don't want to hold it. I don't want to keep it. I don't want to claim it either. But that's the reality of it. This I have, and I want to give it to you. That's a prayer right there. And you ask God, take it away. I don't want it. But I want to trust you instead. God's going to take it away. Whatever you have to go through to overcome it, he's going to usher you to it smoothly, peacefully, and lovingly, and take away that fear. And you're going to start feeling better. And instead of running away when somebody said demon, you will start paying more attention and learn. And then in time, you're going to learn, oh, angels are spirits too. And they're here to protect you. They're here to bless you. They're here to give you stuff from God. God himself is a spirit. Holy Spirit is a spirit. And once you start embracing that, guess what? Now you start enjoying the gift that God gave you, the gift of discerning spirits. Same thing with food. Instead of running away from it, then you start eating your fruit and your body starts replenishing itself and start healing itself. Hatred, on the other hand, the presence of hatred is marked by anger, rage. No matter what's the topic, let's say somebody who hates apples, and they start talking about apples, he's going to be mad. He ain't going to run from it. He's just going to be triggered. So your conversation can go from calm, peaceful, to intense because the person just got triggered. And that's how you know there is hatred in there. Many times I got caught in there. We'll be talking about something and I will start getting heat up out of nowhere, no reason. And that's when God's going to point it out to me. Oh, yeah, there's something boiling down deep there. And then I will take some time and sit down and meditate. And yeah, and find out that, oh, there was some hatred in there. And I let it go. That's how God operates. When he allows life events to come and trigger you, he's not saying, I like to trigger you. No, he's saying it's triggering you for you to realize, to bring to your attention, there is something that needs to be brought out and let go. If you have that hatred, bring it out. Let it go. Give it to him. And you're going to feel better. If you have that hatred of apples, bring it out. Let it go. Life would have been better if people would have done the same thing. Instead of being racist, bring it out. Go to the core of it. Why do you hate your brother? Probably you grew up in a family who, that's how they are. To them, it's normal to hate other people. They don't see other people as human. So they raise their children like that. And the child grow up with that seed in them of hatred. But you don't have to carry it. All you got to do is go to God. Let it go. Because we're all humans. We need each other. And no matter how you cut it, that person that you hate so much, one way or another, they blessed you at some point in your life. That's how God does it. You find yourself in a situation where the people that you hate so much turn out to be the one you need so much. But he does it to bring it to your attention. Let it go. There is no room for this. There's no point to it. Just let it go. You put in those walls and it's going to end up harming you than doing you good. Hatred is not good for you anyways. So when you identify those hatreds and fear in your life, bring it to God. That's how you tear down those strongholds. You got to first identify them. And then take it to God and tear them down. And when you tear them down, make sure to pray that God uproots the foundation of those strongholds. Because sometimes it goes so deep, like the love of money. A love of money comes with some hatred that you don't even know about. On one end, it comes out as the love of money. On the other hand, it comes out as the hatred of poverty. That's the foundation to stand on and build the love of money. So if you don't get rid of that foundation of hatred and fear of being broke, of being ashamed because you don't have money, all those, if you don't get rid of those foundations, guess what? The love of money ain't going nowhere. So you see how strongholds are actually tougher than you think? How intricate the devil comes in and builds those strongholds and how real they are. And when the Bible says we're pulling down strongholds, that's real business right here. That's real deal. We got to tear them down. We got to get rid of those hatreds and fears out of our lives. Because if we don't, you can't enter heaven with that. You're not even going to be at peace down here with it. Look around you. Look how society is sick nowadays. You think it's just out of the blue? When God told me to go enjoy the picnic and stuff, and I said I didn't want to, afterwards he came and showed me. He said, you are drained. You don't have energy. Because you're not functioning on love. You're functioning on hatred and fear. And I was like, how is hatred and fear draining me? That doesn't make sense. And he said, look, it is this simple. When you hate something and you're afraid of something, your entire life, your entire day, it's spent processing how to stay away from those things, how to attack those things. Do you understand that? Processing. That means your brain is unconsciously busy processing. It's like sitting down all day trying to figure out a mathematical problem, trying to solve a problem. You're just thinking on that all day. That alone is a stress you're putting on your brain, on your mind, all day, and you don't even know it. You're not even going to know it until the day God removed those fears and hatreds. That's when you realize there was a pain in there. And when God removes those fears and hatreds, and that process stops, that's when you notice, I got more energy now. Oh, yeah. Because your brain was too busy processing that all day. It drains you. Well, you didn't even notice it. How will you notice? You grew up in darkness. How will you notice you're in darkness? You never seen light. But when the pain stops, you notice there was a pain there. So when that fear and hatred is gone, you notice, I have a boost of energy. You didn't have a boost of energy. It's just a process that you stop. You just stop thinking and processing how to come against those things you hate and how to avoid those things that you're afraid of. You just stop that processing. Your brain just stopped that. And now there is rest instead of work, instead of processing. That alone is stress. We all know clinically it's proven. Stress releases toxins in your body. And what do you think toxins do to your body? They make you sick. So just find those fears and hatreds and release them to God. You're going to get more energy, more time to do things, and more enjoyment in life. That's what God wants to give you. Don't hang on to those fears and hatreds. It's not going to do you no good. I'm just letting you know. By experience, I know it. It's not going to do you no good. And letting it go, you're going to feel better. That's a fact. And that's what Holy Spirit wanted me to share with you today. And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.